Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to letting go of all that unnecessary baggage. You know, that stuff weighing you down, making life feel a little less than magical. We're talking about those pesky negative thoughts, the ones that creep in like uninvited guests and start throwing a party in your brain. But don't worry, we're not letting them get away with that today. Ever felt like your mind is on a hamster wheel, running through the same worries over and over? You know that feeling when you're about to rock a presentation, but suddenly you're picturing yourself tripping, spilling coffee all over yourself, and everyone laughing? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to gently nudge those thoughts aside, create some mental space, and reclaim your power? Today, my friends, we're diving into the world of mindfulness and meditation, your secret weapons against negativity. It's not about becoming a Zen master overnight, though that wouldn't be too shabby. It's about learning to observe those thoughts without judgment, acknowledging them like passing clouds, and letting them drift away without getting caught up in their drama. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a bustling city street with all sorts of people, cars, and sounds whizzing around. You don't have to be swept up in the chaos, right? Mindfulness allows you to stand on the sidewalk, take it all in, and choose where your attention goes. Now let's break down some key takeaways to make this whole mindfulness thing a little easier. First, remember that thoughts are just thoughts. They're not facts, they're not necessarily true, and they certainly don't define you. Just because you have a negative thought doesn't mean it's reality. It's like that inner critic whispering in your ear. Sometimes it's helpful, but most times it's just trying to sabotage your day. Second, be kind to yourself. We all have those days when negativity feels overwhelming. Don't beat yourself up for it. Instead, acknowledge the feeling, say hello to that thought, and gently guide your attention elsewhere. You wouldn't yell at a child for having a bad day, would you? Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding. Third, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on the good things in your life can shift your entire perspective. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. These moments of joy add up. Fourth, engage in mindful activities. This could be anything that helps you focus your attention and stay present, like taking a walk in nature, listening to calming music, or simply paying attention to the sensations of your breath. When we immerse ourselves in the present moment, negativity has less room to take hold. Finally, remember that consistency is key. Like any new skill, mindfulness takes practice. Start small, maybe with just 5 minutes a day, and gradually increase the time as you feel comfortable. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and know that even small steps can make a big difference in your overall well-being. Let me share a real-life example to illustrate this. Imagine Sarah, who's prepping for a big job interview. She starts feeling butterflies, replaying past experiences where she stumbled and doubting her abilities. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral, Sarah takes a few deep breaths, focusing on the physical sensations of each inhale and exhale. She reminds herself that she's prepared, she's capable, and this is an opportunity to shine. By grounding herself in the present moment, Sarah calms her nerves and enters the interview with confidence and clarity. So, my beautiful listeners, remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts, to cultivate a more positive mindset, and to live a life filled with joy and fulfillment. Take these insights to heart, practice them consistently, and watch as negativity fades away, replaced by a sense of peace, purpose, and empowerment. Go forth and let that stuff go. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media. I love connecting with you all. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.